So beautifully played, Joanne, and I think about how the interpretation of these composers can be very straight and very kind of unromantic in a way. But Joanne has studied kind of from the horse's mouth, not from Mozart himself, but she studied in Salzburg at the Mozarteum. So, you know, the interpretation is just so exquisite, and we thank you, Joanne. And we're so fortunate to have Reverend Connie here this morning.
With her allergies.
With her allergies.
Well, we'll see how this goes.
Well, you know, I always get my inspiration in the morning, and sometimes I never know quite what it's going to develop into. But this morning I heard, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and start all over again. And on the way here, I was thinking, you know what? That's just like spring. You know, everything's all dusty and dead, and not really dead, but in the winter, everything kind of goes away. The spring rains come, and the beautiful flowers start to bud, and it renews life all over again. I was reading something just a little bit ago, and it said... To work with God power, you must give it the right of way and still the reasoning mind. Well, so many people I know, when we get into metaphysics, they want to go, well, I don't get any answers. I don't feel my loved ones around. I don't do this. I don't do that. I don't. And we get in the habit of we're not receiving anything. I also read this morning a little piece, first, there's that opening the heart and asking. And then there's that recognizing. And then when you can ask and let go of that reasoning mind and let go of the habits of the mind that everything is going wrong, let go, because that's when the answers come. And that's when you begin to get inspiration. That's when it begins. And with the inspiration, eventually that becomes illumination because you're listening to your own vehicle. You're listening to your own God power. You're listening to what is guiding you, and you're stilling that reasoning mind. So many people want to know, how can I find my guides? How can I do this? How can I do that? How can I receive a miracle? How can I become a millionaire? How can I do this? Well, first of all, you can't do anything till you know who you are. You need to stop everything. And if it means walk in a field, walk around the river, do whatever it is till you start looking around and you start listening to what you are saying. What is the language of your mind and your heart? Because whatever that language is what's coming out of also your subconscious mind, which are articles that have been put in the storehouse of the mind. To reprogram your thinking, you have to initially, literally, learn how to redirect your thinking as to what you want. Now, that sounds strange. What is it that you want? You want to be healthy? You want to be whole? You want to be loving? You want to be positive? You need, on that walk, you need to start saying those affirmations. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole. I am wonderful. I'm a child of God. And wherever I go, I'm listening. And that inspiration will direct my path. Well, sometimes we're put in a state where I'm just going to give you a little story that I haven't told for a long time. When I was first a single mom, I was working for a company, and I got transferred to a different county. And they told me there's one thing about it. I had to move because they wanted me close to that place. Well, my husband had just passed away. I'd been single maybe a year, and I wasn't too apt on how to buy and sell and get financing and all those things. Plus, there was a newspaper strike. And in that day, that's where all the houses for rent and for sale were, in the newspaper. They didn't have these little home magazines. So I drove and drove and drove, and I see this house. I thought, that's perfect. Just out of town is just perfect. It's a fix-me-upper, but that's perfect. Well, to hold it, I had to put some money down. Well, I hadn't even put my house up for sale yet. And I'm thinking, what do I do? So I am thinking positive. I know this is my house. I know something's going to happen. And I found out there was like an old alley in between the house. Drove back to look at the backyard. Lord, there's a walnut tree. Now, everybody in Indiana, central Indiana, they were getting up to $10,000 for a walnut tree. And I think, I've got to get money for this down payment on this house somehow, but it'll be okay. I can pay it back because of the walnut tree. I'll just sell it. So I was just so confident. So I went to the bank, and this is when you could do that again, and I walked up to the little Yorktown bank and said, I need so many thousands of dollars to put down on this house. I need it for 90 days. And with the signature loan, I got it. That's in the good old days. You know, I don't think they do that anymore. So anyway, I put it down on the house, put the house up for sale. It sells. And so I called to sell the walnut tree. And guess what? It had a big knot on it down here, which meant it was worthless because they needed it. So, oh my gosh, what have I done? So what I did is I went to another bank and got a more, like 2 or 3 year loan to pay it back and pay the bank back and do it. But you know, what allowed me to do all that was the confidence that I thought I had a way that was going to perfectly make it for me. But if I had gone in and go, oh, I don't think there's any way. I don't think there's any way. There would not have been a way. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We set the tone for what we're doing now. We set the tone, whether we're positive or negatives. We even set the tone. If we're poverty-minded, we're going to be poverty-minded. Do you understand that? If you're going to know that you're taken care of, then the universe opens up and attracts where somehow you always make it. Now, what I can't understand is there are many of us, in the Bible it says, faith without works is nothing. This is the kind of works I believe it's talking about. It's the works and the belief of working on yourself with confidence. It's belief without fear that everything is going to be all right. So I'm going to tell another little miracle moment that happened here last Sunday. And it's not the white dove. It's another incident. The farm next door has been sold to another farmer, which is good. So... but they found out that that shed is on their property, not ours. And so we received a letter that we had from an attorney that we had 7 days to move that shed. So Stan said, well, it's not been surveyed. We don't know how far to move it in. But Mona's husband and a few other people looked. It's bolted on cement. We knew that if we tried to move it, it was going to collapse. And so... Stan talked to the original owner and said, well, I don't know what to do. And he said, well, I'll pay for someone to come and move it. He knew someone that had a big hoist. And we'll just set it where it needs to be. And Stan said, well, I don't know where our property line is. So he came out and had it surveyed. And afterwards, after dinner and everything, Stan and I went to see Beth Davis, who's in a nursing home now, recuperate for rehab, where she's been in an accident. And we received a phone call. And it was the original owner, the man that lives across this road here. And he said, well, my buddy came out and said, if we pick that thing up, it's just going to fall in a million pieces. He said, the only thing I know to do is I'll just buy it from you, and then I'll just tell the original owner, that comes with the property, that's yours. So he said, would $500 be okay? So, you know, we were thinking, you know, we don't know what to do. Please give us a sign. Because Stan said, I don't know what to do besides tear it apart and burn it, you know. But it worked out in unexpected ways. When you have that right vibration, what I think one of the best things that I've learned for me, and I like to tell you stories about me, because if it works for me, it'll work for you. And stories of the miracle moment, if that happens for you, it can happen for any of us. It's putting that faith into works. But one thing that works for me is knowing that that God energy is there. I don't have to know how or why. Do I, when I'm thinking in a physical mind, want to know the end result? Absolutely I do. That's when I know that I'm thinking wrong. Because haven't you ever tried to find an answer before it's time for you to find an answer? You might spend hours on the computer. You might be looking up everything. And until it's time for something to work out, it doesn't appear. But that doesn't mean that you haven't been doing, you haven't been looking around. Just don't get upset by appearances. So those are a few of the stories that I wanted to share with you, because these are different times. We don't know. Song's going through my head. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know they hold my hand. There are times in these days and times of changes, and sometimes things go on that we don't like. And sometimes in our life, we're given situations that we don't like. But In my life, Spirit gives me songs a lot for messages. Those songs come back to me as a message. And so I want you to be aware in your life, when you begin to know yourself, when you begin to realize that you're okay, when you begin to realize, I'm tired of this negative thinking. I'm as good as anybody else. God didn't make people unworthy. We accept our unworthiness. Nobody can keep us from our good but our wrong thinking. Does that make sense to you all? It's so simple, but so difficult in a world that hasn't taught that from day one. Wouldn't it be wonderful if our little bitty kids start learning that in school? It would make a total difference. Wouldn't it be wonderful if they learned their talents early and they were encouraged to incorporate that with their schoolwork and to say, hey, that's a great job. Individuality. That's what's missing in this world today. Individuality and respecting that. If you're not the right color or you're not the right religion, sometimes that's wrong. We should be saying, thank God we're different. You know, I heard a guy running for president this week say something. And I thought it was like a breath of fresh air. He said, you know, when I read the Bible, it tells me to be tolerant of everyone. When I read the Bible, it's not so much about sex and what not to do. He said, what I read the Bible, I read, help those who are in need of a home. Help those who are hungry. Help those out there. And he said, to me, that means the people who don't have a place that need to come into this country. He said, maybe we're looking at everything wrong. Maybe we are. Maybe we should be looking at how we can help one another instead of criticizing one another. There's goodness in everybody. But you know, we can't put division, but we can honor individuality. If we were all supposed to be the same, we'd look the same. If I were supposed to be able to play like Joanne, I'd just go over there and play. You know, we are all different. But in coming together in this beautiful garden of love and talent, that's what makes us. Didn't we enjoy that beautiful song? We enjoyed that because that's her talent. That's her expression. And we have other people that come and give of their talents and their inspiration. And when we all come together, it's so beautiful. That's the kind of respect and understanding we should have for all races, for all religions. Before we ever moved here, before I even thought we would have a church, didn't even enter my mind, I woke up with a vision of the church of the future. I saw Muslims there. I saw Hindu. I saw American Indians. I saw everybody there. And the sermons were so, it didn't divide anyone. The love that was taught went to the hearts of everyone. I'm sure you've all seen it on Facebook. It's a wonderful thing. Jesus was not a Christian. Buddha was not a Buddhist. You've seen that. We need to recognize that the true Christ, the true essence that we call love, God, is what everyone has learned years ago in Sunday school, and that is God is love. nothing else. God bless you.